This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization officials said Friday the arrival of COVID-19 vaccines should not tempt countries to relax efforts to fight the pandemic. The WHO's top emergency expert, Dr. Mike Ryan, told an online briefing that the world is far from through with the coronavirus.
We think we're through this. We're not. And countries are going to lurch back into third and fourth surges if we're not careful.
Meanwhile, the head of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, Peter Ben Embarek, said that the findings of the mission investigating the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19 are expected in March. The mission has been politically contentious, with Washington saying it wants to review the findings and some critics suggesting its access in China was too limited. Federal health officials say they're concerned by new virus cases and deaths after weeks of steady drops in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging between 60 and 70,000 new cases a day and about 2,000 deaths.
And have now plateaued for more than a week.
Which could lead to what Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country wants to desperately avoid.
When you have that much of viral activity in a plateau, it almost invariably means that you are at risk for another spike.
His advice remains the same: washing, masking, distancing, and getting a vaccine when it's available. Either one of the three. Don't be picky.
We've got to get away from this issue of comparing one with the other.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed the week on a positive note, with all three major indices closing higher. This is VOA News.